ready for your host. Here she goes.
Welcome to Diary of a Botox Bitch podcast.
Oh man, I can't get enough of your voice. Keep on talking.
Hi, it's Dr. Botox and I'm coming to you live from downtown Beverly Hills on my podcast, Diary of a Botox Bitch. In the last episode, we talked about the presidency of Ireland. I know you're probably thinking that's not exactly on brand, but it kind of is because I'm the great grandniece of Michael Collins, arguably one of the most influential men in Irish history. I'm basically an Irish Kennedy. Two words, political pedigree. Now, why I'm bringing this up is because at the moment, the presidency of Ireland is beginning to, they're cranking it up and they're talking about who's going to run and whatnot. And I'm just looking at the candidates and I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? If this shit doesn't get sorted, I'm going to have to come back and sort it out myself and run for president of Ireland. Because honestly, there needs to be someone who's not afraid of people, who's going to get shit done. And at the moment, we have a cute little president who has a dog. We have a cute little president who has a dog and supports the arts. Adorable. It's not going to cut it right now. We have a big problem with an influx of illegal career criminals coming in from places like Eastern Europe who don't have the same moral values as Irish people. We have a huge amount of crime in the city centre and just in general. There's a huge amount of attacks going on women. And also, there is also the police couldn't catch COVID right now. And it's not necessarily because they're not good police force. They just don't have the resources. Huge amount of resources needs to be put towards the police. It's quite dangerous for women in Ireland at the moment, I feel. There's unsolicited attacks. There's stalkers. There's no proper stalker laws. It's bizarre to me, to be quite honest with you. I live in America and people are like, oh, it's so dangerous. Honestly, I feel way safer here than I ever would do in Ireland right now at the moment. As well as that, there's a lot of judges as well whose sentencing is quite questionable to the point where I'm like, do they need to be investigated themselves? Because to me, it seems very strange that they would be giving such lenient sentences to sexual offenders. Very bizarre. And there's a few judges, and I won't name their names, but this all needs to be dealt with. There needs to be, you can't have some old little, I mean, he's doughty, that's grand. Doughty is cute. But Ireland, everyone knows where the fuck Ireland is. You know, all the American companies have their HQ in Ireland. Yes, it's for tax benefits, but also the workforce is pretty badass. Dublin is very cosmopolitan. The days of having a nice little tiddly-boo little old president are gone. You need a badass bitch who's going to get off the private jet with Jordan Air Force ones on. You know what I mean? You need someone who's going to get shit done. The country's a mess. Let's be honest. The country's a mess. There's housing crisis, which makes no sense because there's plenty of land. There's a huge problem with an influx of career criminals from Eastern Europe. Eastern Europe, this whole thing of Europe and Eastern Europe and mainland Europe, Ireland is very separate and very different to mainland Europe. Everyone goes, oh, you're in Europe this summer. That's there in Greece or whatever. Sometimes I find myself, oh, I was back in Europe. I don't say I was back in Ireland, whatever. I go, oh, I was back in Europe. This is easier sometimes for Americans. But there's a big difference between Ireland and England. And obviously, England isn't even part of the European Union anymore. There's a big difference between Ireland and England. And then mainland France and Spain and Germany. Obviously, there's a huge difference with Germany because they're no fucking fun anyway. That's for sure. The Germans are not fun. So listen, come here. If you're in Europe, the English are great crack. The French are very sweet and funny. The Italians are great fun. The Irish are the crack and great fun altogether. But don't be going to Germany thinking they're fun because they're not. I can tell you that. They're no fun at all. So the Germans, we leave them off, right? But the Germans are not a lot of fun. So here's the deal. Mainland Europe is very different from Eastern Europe. Eastern Europe, Cold Wars, huge amount of desperate poverty over the years. They do not have the same value in life. You can't just open the doors. Come on in, lads. That's not going to work. But then equally as well, you can look at certain cultures like Brazil. They have the exact same culture. They could literally be our first cousins or brothers and sisters. I don't understand how the Brazilians are having such a tough time getting citizenship in Ireland. There's an incredible number of Brazilians who are hardworking. In fact, it was a Brazilian man who saved the lives of the children outside the school where some crazed man, again, from a different culture who doesn't share our moral values, led into Ireland, had citizenship. Makes no sense to me how someone like that can get citizenship and then can be allowed to stab little children, little infants outside their kindergarten, their Montessori school. Again, it comes to the point where Ireland is naive. People mistake Ireland's kindness for weakness, and it is a weakness. You can't just let everybody in, and then people are saying, let them in, and sure, if they give them one strike and out. No, just don't let them in the first place. What are we doing letting Eastern Europeans into our country who are not vetted by the Gardaí? You can't, like, I get it, France, Italy, Spain, it's part of the European Union. So yes, there is free movement of people. I get it. It is what it is. But there's other countries who are not in the European Union. We are under no obligation to take them in. We are no obligation to allow them in. There has to be border control. It's just, it's out of control. And then also, obviously, the Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, there's the Good Friday Agreement. And again, there's a lot of people getting in and out of Ireland through the border there, which is also crazy. There's well-known sex offenders who cross into Northern Ireland and they get the boat to England and go on their way and go on their trips and come back and forth and stuff. This is insane. Northern Ireland is a problem. Firstly, for two reasons. The English who invaded us more times than Kim Kardashian's launched panty colours and knickers. they are like, they call it Northern Ireland, and then they're like, oh, are you Northern Ireland, just Southern Ireland? There's no such fucking thing as Southern Ireland, so shut the fuck up. And again, you all invaded us so many times that we ended up having to give you six counties so that you just fuck off and leave us alone for the rest of the counties. When you've done that, then don't be then going calling it, even at least have the courtesy to call it the Republic of Ireland, because Lord knows we gave you the six fucking counties so that we could keep the others. So at least don't be calling that then Southern Ireland. Like, the level of ignorance is just, it's actually quite akin to what I've witnessed in America, where the schools didn't teach people about, you know, African American culture. They kind of skimmed over. It's the same in England. They're like, oh, I didn't know. It's like, and they genuinely didn't. They're like, oh, I'm sorry. And I'm like, okay, fine, whatever. Here's the deal. And again, I can't say, some of my best friends are in London. I mean, it's not as a whole, but I just feel like a lot of the time you've got the chicken packers packing the chickens in the frozen factory, and they're just having a brain cell in their head, and they're just like, so they're like, oh, Southern Ireland doesn't exist, it's called the Republic of Ireland, and the name kind of gives a hint, it's a republic because we had a big fight and we had a big war, and the person responsible for instigating that is my great granduncle Michael Collins. So when it comes to politics, I have a deep understanding of things, and it's very, also coming from a business acumen point of view, it's very simple to solve things like the housing crisis. There's loads of land, so there's no excuse for that. Also, there's a huge problem with the Irish judicial system. There's also a number of judges who need to be investigated. I don't understand how the leniency of the sentencing has been so lenient. It's very strange to me. Also, the actual inability to, certain people who are the worst sexual offenders in Ireland are not on the sexual offenders list, which is insane to me. Also, the police don't even understand the fact that they've let people go, they get out of jail and they run from the country, and actually they're not keeping DNA samples. So for example, if we ever, for the love of God, can solve the Annie McCarrick case, they have now pinpointed, you know, different areas to look. And again, I don't know why this hasn't been done immediately for the poor family. But also, if they do discover remains, here's the deal. There's people who they suspected to be, who've long left the country, and they don't have a DNA sample. This is amateur hour. This is so fucking amateur and so fucking infuriating, both as an Irish person, but also as a female. It's just insane to me. It seems to me that the police couldn't catch COVID, and I don't think it's because there's not good detectives. I think there are, but they've no resources. But also as well, you know, there was no one who was top of their class in Trinity Engineering or Best going, oh, do you know what, I want to join the police force in Ireland because that would be a really good career choice. You know, like, I was growing up, I was never going to say, oh, I want to join the police. Like, that, you'd be a lawyer or a doctor, whatever, you know. It's just funny, there's just no capacity to catch criminals in Ireland. And as well as that, when they do, the laws are so lax and the sentences are so short that, like, I just don't understand. I feel like they need to investigate a lot of these judges. I don't understand why the judges are particularly lenient on sexual offenders. Maybe I'm naive. Maybe Ireland doesn't value its women. We had the double up cover up of the smear test. So they had a lot of women had smear tests that came back incorrect. And rather than say, hey, we messed it up, they did a cover up and then a cover up of the cover up. So we've lost Irish women to this. There's the Tuam babies, the mother and babies homes. There's a long history of women in Ireland not being treated correctly. And then I look around, though, at the men that I know in Ireland now, my generation, the younger generations, older generations. And it's not that you could say that any of them don't care about women. They do deeply. I think it's the Irish government, or maybe it's the Catholic Church that didn't care about women. I don't know where it's coming from, because I can tell you this, there's going to be a female president as the next. Taoiseach is going to be female as well. We know that there's going to be a dual female team coming 2025. It's Leo Varadkar will be out, and then they're going to have a female Taoiseach. And they're also going to make sure there's a female president. So I don't know why all these men are saying, oh, we're going to be president of Ireland. They're not going to have a male president. The next president of Ireland is going to be female. She's going to be a bad bitch. And if someone else doesn't come forward, it's going to be me. Because honestly, I come from a great political lineage. Political pedigree. I'm the great grandniece of Michael Collins, who's a big fighter and gets shit done. And as well as that, it's frustrating to me to see the country that I grew up in. There's so many issues now with the judicial system. There's so many issues with unpapered career criminals getting access to Ireland. It's a joke. And everyone's like, let them in and sure, give them a chance. And no, don't let them in. Why are unvetted males getting into Ireland? You've seen all the Facebook footage. They're outside nightclubs and they're touching Irish girls up. And like, no, this grabbing thing, it is not in our culture. No. And like I said, I look around, I look at the men of my generation, the generation before, the generation above. The common denominator isn't, oh, let's treat our women like shit. I think the problem is coming from the fact that the Catholic Church, when church and government are linked, it's never a good thing. And that's been going on for years. There's deep generational trauma in Ireland from the Catholic Church. And quite frankly, they should just probably go back to the Vatican. I'm just saying, I don't know what they're still doing in Ireland. I don't know why we have, no one even wants to have a mass anymore. Everyone's having human services. and human services for funerals as well. I just don't know why we're still having the situation where we're dealing with the Catholic Church. And even with the repeal of the Eighth Amendment that was going on 3 or 4 years ago, we also had another situation where then there was still letters being written by the Catholic Church to the government. It's insane to me. Like, the Catholic Church needs to go, like, they need to go back to the Vatican. Anyway, I'm not even going to get into that right now because that would be just not very positive. But here's the deal as well. Ireland is a small island. It's not terribly diverse. It's not like there's 52 states with 52 different federal and state laws. It's quite easy to sort out. Anyone with half a business brain could sort out Ireland pretty quickly. The housing crisis, there's an abundance of land, so you just need to build. There's all these brown envelopes and all this sort of stuff. I think it's probably behind the scenes, there's probably a lot of brown envelopes and corruption and stuff going on. And again, you just need someone to go through there like a bulldozer who has a low tolerance and is going to call out everything. Also, as well as that, I think half the politicians look desperately unhealthy. It really is very strange to me. So I'm just at the point where if somebody doesn't step up now and cop on and sort this out, because as well as that, you need a battle axe. This is not the time for a president with a cute dog, and that time is gone. There's real problems in Ireland right now. There's real problems. There's a real problem with the influx of career criminals coming in from Eastern Europe, claiming the refugee status and all that, and abusing the system. They're also abusing the benefit system and the dole system. And again, the whole idea of, oh, sure, let them in and see how they go. No, don't let them in. That's naive. Stop it, Ireland. We have a value on every single life. I get it, which is why we're so open to saving everybody. We can't save everybody. And as well as that, people are coming in who don't have the same moral compass as us. It's simply as that. You know, they just don't have the same moral compass. They don't have the same values. Then you could look at all the Brazilians, and the Brazilian people have the same moral compass. I've never met a mean-spirited Brazilian person who doesn't want to go out of their way. In fact, it was a Brazilian man who helped the other day save the little children outside the school when that lunatic was going around stabbing people. So Irish politics is a complete mess, and you need some battle-axe badasses who are going to go in who don't care about what people think up and be a leader. This business of tiptoeing around these situations, honestly, someone needs to go in, and it needs to be literally, the whole thing needs to be absolutely nuked from the inside out. And the police as well need to be given a load of more money. And again, this business of people, detectives, I've seen it happen. Detectives get promoted to sergeant, and instead of saying in the jurisdiction, you know, of Dublin or wherever they know the criminals and they know the situation, they get shipped down the country to deal with Tulsa and bullshit. Like, who cares? Like, you know, get somebody local authority to deal with that. You can't having top performing detectives who are actually catching criminals in Dublin then being sent out to do paperwork down the country. It makes no sense. The police force needs a serious injection of cash and a serious injection of support as well, because they mean well and they do good work. But as well as that, there's a situation now where there's no guns, and there's crime is rising, and the crime is surpassing the level at which the police can deal with it. There's also outstanding crimes from years ago that could be quite easily solved if there was actually proper resources put towards it, which is again infuriating, to be quite honest. So that's the whole situation with the politics in Ireland at the moment. There's a coalition government. We don't typically talk politics here on this. We typically talk reality TV and Botox and skincare and, you know, have a little bit of fun, a little bit of chit chat. But at the moment, there's some really pressing matters that are coming to light. And I think, as well as that, we had the President of America visiting Los Angeles yesterday. So I think politics is on everyone's mind. And as well as that, it's just at the same time as having fun and mischief and madness and all the fun things that we do in life, it's very important that there's good leadership in different countries. I won't comment on America right now. But anyway, it's important that Ireland makes the right choice moving forward. There's some really, this is not a case of we need a nice little person, you know, as well as that, everybody knows where Ireland is. We're a force to be reckoned with. There needs to be someone who's going to put on, be it Air Force Jordans and a cool jacket, or be it, you know, a pair of high heels and glam, and make sure that we do business deals with the big players. You know, Ireland should be doing more business with America, for sure. Bigger, better deal. Ireland should be doing more business with Canada. You know, the film industry, there's lots going on, but they could do more. There could always be more. Ireland needs to do a lot more business with America. Northern America has always been an ally. And as well as that, you've Brazil and all the Brazilians who are in Ireland who are finding it very hard to get citizenship. To me, is insane. And we're giving all these awful Eastern European countries with no value of life, who quite frankly would steal the toilet brush out of your toilet, because they're just, they can't help themselves. They're genetically modified to scam and to steal and to run scams. That's what they do. Again, from little child up, that's what they do. I mean, everyone's so polite, they don't want to say anything. By the way, as well, you don't need to like everybody in the world. Like, you don't need to like every person. You don't need to like, you need to be courteous and kind to people and respectful, but you don't need to like them. If people don't share your moral values, you don't need to suddenly be like, oh, we like everything about that person. You can also say, oh, I don't like your values there. I don't like your morals there. You know, as a female, I'll be quite honest with you. There's certain religions that I don't fuck with. I don't appreciate how they treat women And so I'm just not interested in being around it. I'm not interested in going to their countries. It doesn't mean that if I don't meet them, I'm not respectful and have a laugh and have a giggle and sure you could have a hug and whatever. But do I want to move to that country where they treat women badly? No. Do I want more of the men from that country to move to countries that I live in? Also fucking no. It doesn't mean that if I don't have a meal or have a chat or whatever. But again, there's a lot to be said for people speaking up about what's right and what's wrong, and also people speaking up about what they like and what they don't like. You don't have to like everybody. You have to be decent with everybody. You have to be kind to people. You have to treat people respectfully. You can't come out with things, but you don't need to be best friends with everybody. It's not a prerequisite to life as an individual or life on earth. You know, it's becoming more and more clear there's a huge delineage between the values of morals and the values of life that certain cultures have and certain countries have. It's quite clear. And so to that effect, the same applies in Ireland. Ireland is not part of mainland Europe. I know people say we're going back to Europe and that might be Ireland. It might be, you know, Greece, whatever. It could be Italy. But there's a big difference between Ireland and mainland Europe, France, Italy, Spain. You know, there's also a bigger difference, a huger gap between Ireland and, say, Eastern Europeans. Eastern European countries are not the same. They're very, very poor growing up. They're Cold War mentality. They're tough as fuck, you know, and again, they don't share the same moral compass as us. And there's certain countries that we know are just literally genetically modified. The biggest scam at the moment is being run out of, you know, one of the countries in Eastern Europe, and they're targeting Italians and they're targeting Irish. And again, they're taking advantage of the good nature, the family values, the value on life. And it's just, it's abhorrent to watch. And again, you just can't let everybody have an open border and come into Ireland. There's a huge amount of career criminals already there and criminals as well that are not being dealt with. And so we're having situations now where Irish women are being attacked, murdered. You can't just let everybody in unvetted. Do you know, when I was coming to America, not only did they do police checks and all of that, like I had to do blood tests. They wanted to see that I have gonorrhea, syphilis, you know, like they're not playing. You've got to vet people. You can't just have an open border and let everybody come and go. And it's so funny because even with Trump, he was building the wall. It's not to stop Mexican people coming in. Everyone loves Mexican people. They do a lot of the work here. They're great people. They're great family people. They don't cause any trouble. It was to stop the trafficking of human beings. And again, look, I don't know how successful that was. And then Biden stopped the wall. Biden's now trying to build a wall again, because the fact of the matter is New York is full of immigrants who are seeking asylum. And a lot of them actually, curiously, are men who are of going to war fighting age, 32, 34, 28. It's very strange, all these cabals of men seeking asylum that have found their way into the US under Biden's government. It's bizarre, all of this. Anyway, we can't solve all the problems, but I will say, watching from afar, I'm watching Ireland, my home country, and I'm like, honestly, if someone doesn't step up and sort this out, I'm telling you, I'm not, and this is a threat, because if I have to come in and sort it out, it's not going to be pretty. It's going to be a big mess very quickly, and then it's going to be a big cleanup, and then it'll be sorted. And it won't take me 7 years to sort it out. It will take me about 7 months. Anyone who's a business person who buys companies, sells companies, breaks them down or whatever, could very simply sort out the Irish problem. The main thing is the housing. And then the other big thing is the judicial system. And the unpapered people who are coming into Ireland, that needs to stop. This, oh, we'll take it, everybody. No, like, no, 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 absolutely not. That was cute 20 years ago. It just doesn't fly anymore. It just doesn't fly anymore. It's not viable anymore to be just letting everybody in. I see it as well, like Dublin 4, Dublin 6, there's all these tinted out cars with their low rims and they're like, these are career criminals. And also they're very bad fashioned. It's really not very good at all. Now, in saying that, there's lots of good people from all sorts of places, whatever. But like, I just think there's certain countries that are using the asylum seeking situation to come into Ireland. They're all like, as well as that, how are they getting away with signing on for benefits and then they go back to their own country and they're siphoning money out of Ireland? It's just naive. It's embarrassing. It's as embarrassing as the judicial system. The judges in Ireland as well, there's a load of judges. I'm sorry, but there's a load of judges who need to be investigated, because why are they giving out such lenient sentences? It's very bizarre to me. There's also some cases like Philip Kearns, unsolved, you know, Annie McCarrick. There's people like Eva Brennan, who the police said was a suicide. Rubbish. She went missing in July, and all the other women who also went missing in July as well as that. There's also another issue with somebody in Mount Mellick who was responsible for some of the women in that vanishing triangle. So once you remove those women out of that. But there's a load of unsolved crime. There's a really big problem with crime. There's a big, huge problem with crime against women. There's a really big problem with sexual offenders. We now have all these skanks coming into the country who are now touching women up. We now have all these undocumented, on paper males who are touching women up outside nightclubs. Very different moral compasses. And again, all that's happening is the Irish woman will shout and scream or whatever and put them in their place. But again, why are they in our country? Why are they in our country? Why are they having access to our women? It is bizarre to me. This naivety of Ireland as well. Oh, take everybody in and we have to like everybody. It's like, no, no, absolutely not. It's just so naive. It's just, it's heartbreaking to watch. Ireland is really in trouble at the moment. And this is a real juncture. It's a real crossroads to make a difference. Ireland needs leaders right now. It needs ballsy leaders, people who will speak up, who aren't going to just run like sheep. Ireland, honestly, it's just, it's being in America and looking at Ireland now, I realize there's a lot of sheep running in the field. A lot of people following what the other person says. What you need is someone to turn and face everybody and just say it how it is. And again, I don't know many people who would have the balls to do that, but I know for a fact that if someone doesn't speak up and do something, we're going to actually have to move and mobilise on the hashtag Dr. Botox for President. I know we're joking about it on social media, but honestly, it's not that difficult a job. It's not like there's only, Ireland is an island. It's not like it's 52 states with different federal state laws and different state laws. It's actually, and there's not a huge amount of diversity. It wouldn't take 7 years to fix it. I know that the term typically for a president is 7 years, but they just need to have some leaders in place. It's just, it's becoming ridiculous. Past ministers for health, one of them was about £300. You can't have people running for Minister of Health that they can't even look after their own health. It's insane to me. I'm not saying they all need to be doing hot yoga in Dáil Éireann at lunchtime, but they also need to stop their big lunchy and their boozy lunches as well. Also, there's a number of, I love Leo Varadkar from the point of view, he's honest, he's open. What you see is what you get. There's other people who are in parliament or in politics as well who have not been open about their sexuality. And if you can't be open about your own sexuality and be honest with yourself, how are you running a country? How are you involved in leadership? I find it all very confusing. Anyway, today's podcast, Diary of a Botox Bitch, we normally talk about reality TV and do the updates and keep it light. But again, there's a lot of stuff going on in politics and I just felt we should address these different things. One, the housing problem in Ireland. Two, the unpapered and undocumented people coming in under the guise of asylum. It's bullshit. It needs to stop immediately. You can't have everyone coming in, especially people with different moral compasses to the Irish. It needs to stop immediately. It's not going to fly. It doesn't work anymore. It's outdated. And I think that Ireland really requires leadership. There's going to have to be female Taoiseach and a female presidency. You know, we can't have men running the country anymore. Again, there's also huge wrongs against women. And it's funny, when I look around, I look at my generation of males, generation above, generation below. No one is more forth. I think Irish men are very proactive and very supportive. I wouldn't say Irish men are particularly misogynistic in any shape or form. I feel like they're very forward thinking. But the government is, there's been a lot of cover ups. There's been the smear test cover up. There's been the tomb babies. There's a lot of issues going on. There's a lot of judges who need to be investigated in Ireland and probably a lot of them need to be in jail. Well, not a lot of them, but a handful of them certainly need to go to jail. I don't know what is with the lenient sentencing. And also as well, there should be a minimal sentencing for sex offenders. There should be a minimal sentencing for sexual offenders against children. There's a big problem right now in Ireland with crime and particularly sexual offenders as well. And again, women are not safe. Women are not safe in the streets. We're seeing people murdered in broad daylight. This is insane. We're seeing children and school teachers stabbed outside their school as they get off school at 3 o'clock in the afternoon in broad daylight. It's becoming insane. It's becoming a real, real epidemic. And someone needs to stop the crime in Ireland. Someone needs to immediately come in, who's going to lead with leadership and who's going to have a zero tolerance policy, who's going to take meetings with the police, with the head commissioner of the Garda Síochána. There needs to be a load of money, taxpayers' money, diverted towards the police forces in Ireland. It's becoming very much an epidemic, the crime and the lack of ability of anyone to speak up or say anything because everyone's so worried about saying the right thing. Who cares? Speak up, shout from the rafters, shout from the rooftops. We cannot continue as a country and as an island to allow people who are undocumented and unvetted into Ireland. It's not viable. It's not visible. It is what it is. You've been listening to Dr. Botox and the podcast Diary of a Botox Bitch. This is episode part two of Becoming President because I am going to threaten, honestly, if someone doesn't step up to the mark, I swear to God, I'll come back and I'll do it myself. Okay, good night, good evening and God bless.
I know it's exactly what you've been waiting for, so let's do this.
Welcome to the segment we call Bo Talks. Let's talk all things